And let us pray. Heavenly Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom be advanced and be established through preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance. Let the gates of our lives in the city of San Antonio be open to you, the King of Glory, to come in. Hallelujah. Let righteousness, peace, joy of your kingdom be established in San Antonio, Texas. Father, you said, as for the rain in the springtime, it is you who makes the storm clouds. It is you who gives showers of rain to men. That's revival. And plants of the field to everyone. So, Father, right now, we thank you for revival that has begun in us. We thank you for revival. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And right now, I'm fixing to give you to Miss Kim Rich. Richardson, and she's going to bless us with a word today.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Deborah. What a blessing and privilege it is to bring the word to the listeners today. And today I'm going to be coming from Luke 8, 43 through 48. And it reads, "But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on doctors and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the hem of or border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, 'Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, "Who touched me?" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched my virtue, for I perceive power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." And I just want to just talk to a little bit about this lady. This woman had the flow of blood and suffered for 12 long years. Because of her continued bleeding, the woman, according to the Jewish law, was regarded as nida, meaning menstruating woman, and was ceremonially unclean. In that day and time, she would have to walk, and as she walked, she would say, "Unclean, unclean." And this brought social and religious isolation. It was shameful. In verse 43, this poor woman had spent all her livelihood going to the doctors and could not be healed by any. Instead of getting better, she became worse. And I'm sure if we think about this woman and probably the things that she owned prior to the 12 years, in that day and time, the Bible tells me that back then people had many sheep and camel and oxen and donkey and gold and silver. And I'm sure she was established, but it said that she spent all that she had. Mm. And if I compare that to this day and time, I imagine that she probably emptied out her 401k, and she probably cashed in her savings bond and emptied out her savings. Why? Because she desperately wanted to be healed. Mm. She desperately wanted to be made whole. And I think that if we think about ourselves, we too want to be healed. We too want to be whole. This woman had a reputation. I'm sure she was talked about in the marketplace. I'm sure they made remarks, "Oh, look at this woman. There goes the unclean woman." I'm sure she had went to doctor, and they said that she could not be healed. She was considered hopeless, but she made up her mind, hallelujah, enough is enough. Mm. And I'm sure this woman had heard about Jesus passing through and what he had did, how he had healed the sick, how he had opened blinded eyes, amen, how he had cast out demons. And I'm sure she said, "That's enough for me. If he can do all that, if I can just get close enough to touch the hem of his garment, shall be made whole. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you for hope in Christ. Thank you, Lord. I want to read a scripture, Lamentations 3:25. It says, the Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Amen. God wants us to seek him. Amen. And then in Jeremiah 17:7, it said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Amen. This woman hears that Jesus is coming, and she gets excited because she has wiped out everything that she had, and so she figures, if I can just make it to Jesus. Here she deliberately makes a choice. She said, I don't care who see me. I don't care who know me. Mm-hmm. I know people know my condition, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Amen. And you know, listeners, this kind of faith gets Jesus excited. It gets his attention. He wants us to have that same kind of faith. I'm sure we all been going through something. We all have struggles. We all have concerns. But I just stopped by to tell you that there is hope in Christ Jesus. Amen. There is hope in the Lord. And if we do like this woman did, if we make up our mind that enough is enough, yes, I'm done doing it my way, I'm done trying to figure it out my way, amen, hallelujah, and put my trust in Jesus, everything will be all right. Amen. Thank you, God. Enough is enough. Oh, God, help us to be like this woman. Thank you, Jesus, who cried out, God, make me whole. Thank you, Lord. In verse 44, it says, immediately when she touched his hem, said the bleeding stopped, and she knew she was made whole. Thank you, Jesus. Freed by the power that went through him to her. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to say amen. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 45, Jesus asked, who touched me? Now here Peter asked him, Master, you look around and you see all these people, but you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched my virtue, for I perceive power gone out from me. And this key word right here is but Jesus. Amen. No matter what you're going through, but Jesus. You might have sickness in your body, but Jesus. You might be lonely, but Jesus. You might be jobless, but Jesus. You might be afraid. You might be going through. You might be on drugs. I don't know what your situation is, but I know a God who is able. Hallelujah. Thank you to turn your situation around just like he did for this woman. Jesus is the answers. He's everything you need him to be. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He can do whatever we need him to do. Thank you, God. Praise your name. And this woman figured it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it cost her nothing.
Yes.
She had nothing more to give. Said she had spent everything she had.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But thank God, salvation is free.
Mm.
Being made whole is free. Thank you, Jesus. Father, the word says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus, same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He was everything that woman needed him to be. Thank you. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's everything we need him to be. He's our provider. Hallelujah. He's our way maker. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. Hallelujah. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's a bread of life. Thank you. He said, I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. In the name of Jesus. We bless your name, God.
Thank you
for you are able. Thank you, Jesus. Then the woman came trembling and she fell at his feet and she declared, Jesus is able.
Mm-hmm.
She spoke it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. She fell at his feet, and that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to fall at his feet. Hallelujah. Knowing that our help is in Christ Jesus. When we've done all we can do, when we've cried out, and we have no more tears left. God wants us to come to Him. He wants us to come to Him with our hands lifted and surrender with faith, believing that He is able. Thank you, Jesus. In the presence of everyone, it said this woman confessed. She confessed to Jesus, "I'm the woman with the issue of blood." Oh, if we could be like her and come to Jesus honest and say, "God, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Yeah. It's me with the drug problem. It's me with the lying issue. It's me." That's what He wants us to do. Come and fall at His feet and surrender and say, "Lord, it's me." And when we do that, He said, "I stand at the door of your heart and knock." Yes. And if you open up that door, I'll come in and sup with you. And that sup means relationship. God wants us to have a relationship with Him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. In verse 48, Jesus says, "Daughter, when you get more of Jesus, something happens." Oh, praise be to God. Here, when He says, "Daughter," listeners, He changes her status. She's no longer just a woman with the issue of blood. She's no longer the woman that has no money. She's no longer the woman that was mocked and talked about. But He says, "Daughter." That changes her status. Hallelujah. When we are touched by Jesus Christ, it will change our status. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. This poor woman went from being an outcast to daughter, meaning relationship. She was wounded and she was made whole. She went from being lonely, being by herself, to being a friend of God. Hallelujah. She went from being afraid to one who seeks His face. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Just like this woman. Oh, God, help us. Help us, God. God wants to change your name today. Hallelujah. He wants to change your status. Hallelujah. He wants to change your condition. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. If you just trust in Him, if you just surrender, if you say, "Jesus, I need more of you," praise be to God. He changed her spiritually. He changed her physically. He changed her emotionally.
Yes.
And that's what He wants to do for us. And then He said, "Be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well." Hallelujah. In Psalms 30:11, it reads, "You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing." Mm-hmm. "You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothe me with joy."
Yes.
Something happened when He said, "Daughter." Hallelujah. Yes. Immediately she was healed. Immediately she was changed. Praise be to God. What she once had a down, her head was down.
Yes.
Now her head is lifted. Her head is lifted in joy because she knew. She said immediately she knew she had been healed. She knew she had been touched. Amen. When we give our hearts and our life to God, I'm here to tell you, immediately you will be changed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then He says, "Go in peace." Praise be to God. He's telling her, "Go in peace. Serve the Lord." Now Jesus take Jesus with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Oh, listeners out there today, I just want you to know that God is so awesome. He is so good. And He wants to say, "Go in peace." He wants to say, "Be of good cheer." He wants to say, "Call you sons and daughters." But we have to do something. We have to surrender our will, surrender our heart, surrender our ways to Him. Hallelujah. He's standing there waiting. I pray today, listeners, that you'll say yes. Yes to Jesus. Yes to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised, and we bless you. Now, Jesus, take Jesus with you wherever you go and serve Him always. In Jesus' name, I pray this message was a blessing to the hearers, and I pray that you will be doers of His word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh. bless the name of the Lord, Miss Kim. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was a word. Girl, every time, everything you were saying, all you kept doing was hallelujah. Praise God, because all of it is so good, because it's good news.
Amen.
It's good news, and I give God all the glory and all the honor. You know, one of the things that when I was listening to Miss Kim sharing this word, we hear the testimony of this woman with the issue of blood. In the past 3 weeks, you've heard testimonies of myself. You've heard Kim Richardson's testimony. You've heard Vicki Head's testimony. You've heard our testimonies of how God kept us. You've heard the testimony of the woman with the issue of blood and how God changed her status. Now, being that you have heard these testimonies, how can you not say, God, I want to know you for myself. I want to know you, Jesus. How can you not pull on him and call upon his name? Because these are truths. This is when we share our testimony, we are people in the land of the living that have experienced the mighty hand of God, and he has moved mightily on our lives, and nobody can take the credit. So how can you not have a hunger to know him for yourself? And I just recommend that you just pull on him. God, I want to know you. This woman with the issue of blood, she went and pressed. She pressed through that crowd. She didn't care who looked at her. She didn't care about nothing but touching the hem of his garment. She said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. Praise God. So I just pray that God would create a great hunger and thirst in you, that you will call upon him and that you will say, God, I want to know you for myself. You don't want to wait on somebody to tell you about him, but you want to know him for yourself. Amen. This is San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center.